So what a brother has mentioned, the more we grow, the easier it is. And this is really true. I just want to read a verse, or let us read this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And Paul, he had a problem with the church in Corinth back then. They were distracted. They became complicated. And then Paul said in verse 1, that you would bear with me in a little folly. And indeed you do bear with me, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. So Paul really was one with God. So we speak so much about oneness among each other, and it didn't work. Because first of all, we need to be one with God. We are not one with God, with our Father. Then it is really difficult to be one among each other. Yeah. If our heart is not one with God in the first place, if we don't love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind, well, with all our strength, this love is first for the Father. If we don't have this love, and if we're not really one with the Father, then you cannot be one among each other. So the question is, what kind of a oneness is it? And then it says here, I'm jealous for you with godly jealousy. So there are many kinds of jealousy. Sometimes we're jealous, some are jealous for teaching, for any kind of works. But they're not jealous with godly jealousy, that God wants to fulfill His plan. We Christians, many times we have our own kind of thinking, and therefore there are so many problems in the church, because everyone is jealous for something else. And then in the end it is very difficult. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. So, what kind of a church does the Lord want? Just any kind of church? What do you think? A glorious church. What does it mean? Without spot, wrinkle, and holy. Without blemish. Is it possible? Paul was jealous for that. But can you imagine in the end, all the churches have left him? Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. Because they have a different kind of imagination, other goals. And it didn't work. Paul said they have they all left me. Seven churches in Asia in Revelation 2 and 3. Do you think the Lord was happy about them? For example, the church in Ephesus. In the time when Paul was there, it was a glorious church. But then later, what happened? They left their first love, the best love for the Lord. So that doesn't mean they didn't love the Lord. For sure they loved the Lord, but not with their best love. So that means we need to be obedient to the Lord. In the eyes of the Lord, to leave the first love is you have already fallen. Think about what you have fallen from. So the Lord really spoke very strongly to them. I have something against you. Although they had good characteristics, but if this love is not there, the best love, the first love for the Lord, if we leave the first love in the eyes of the Lord, we have fallen. So think about your wife doesn't love you anymore. What would you say? What would you tell her? That would not be good news. So this is really big problem. The Lord said, if you don't repent, I will take away your lampstand. The Lord will throw it away. But we don't believe that. We are still the church. But what does the Lord say? It is His church, not our church. The church belongs to the Lord. And God, and the Lord Himself is the head over all things in the church. So if we replace the headship of the Lord, then we are the head of the church, and this is a big problem. We talked about Sardis. First of all, they left the first love, and he warned them, you have fallen if you don't repent, and if you don't repent, you will even fall further. But then in Sardis, it's even a dead church. So what do you want to do if a man has died? You want to treat him at home? It's hard to say. We have become so complicated. We have, the teaching is so strong, and if someone doesn't agree, we kick him out. And that's the history of the past 500 years. Why did so many, why are there so many denominations today? Because the Lord wants to go on, but we are stuck. The Christians want to keep with their tradition. So what about those who want to go on with the Lord? For example, the Baptist church, they saw baptizing the children is wrong. So, do we have children's baptism here? No, of course not. So, adult baptism is important because it's scriptural. But what happened? Should we continue to baptize the children so we can all stay together there back then? What would you do, Clemens? You would go on, but then you will separate the church. So you don't have love, right? No. First of all, we do the will of God. Now, those who do the will of God will last forever. He comes first. Colossians told us very clearly he is the head of the church. So what is more important, the body or the head? Yeah, if I take away your head, what will happen to your body? Have you ever seen how you kill a chicken? You take away the head, and then the body keeps walking a little bit, a few meters. Even without the head, it will continue a few meters, 20 or 30 meters. I saw that at home when I was a little child. The body continues to move. So the head is replaced with another head, although it is actually not possible, right? So eventually the Pope is the head. And then it even works. So what shall we do? Love doesn't mean we accept all things. So we cannot just lay aside the will of God. Like Revelation 14, it says, we follow the Lamb wherever He goes. So, are you going to do that? But we don't want to do that, right? Yeah, again. Yeah, look at Song of Songs. The beloved of the Lord, she was always seeking for the Lord, and then suddenly the Lord disappeared. And then she was like, hey, where is my beloved? So she was not like, I wait here until he comes back. What shall we do? It's like a dilemma. Like, but Sulamit, what did she do? She kept on seeking. Where is my beloved? Where has he gone? She asked everywhere. Are we like that? Or do you think we are already perfected? We don't have to see anything anymore. The Lord doesn't have to say something to us anymore. Do we have this attitude? The Jews They cannot stop doing their tradition. The Lord Himself was there. What did they do to Him? they killed Him. Therefore, we have the life. And you really want to follow the Lord, to seek Him. You're seeking hard. Or are you already perfected? Satisfied? Of course, in some way, we are satisfied. Praise the Lord. But the Lord wants to show us more, but we don't want to see more. If a child wants to stay in kindergarten, 5 years kindergarten, and then with 10 years still there, then are you happy about that? If this child doesn't go on, what shall we do? The Lord doesn't force us. But love means you continue to seek Him. You want more from Him. Yeah. Paul said, not that I have attained, but I continue to follow, to seek the Lord. And it's very strong there. I press toward the goal. I want to reach the goal. That is in his heart, his attitude. But if the others don't want, what do you do? Should Paul just stay there and say, okay, I don't press on? But Paul said, I press on. I don't wait for you. But the Lord will also show you sooner or later. That's what Paul said in Philippians. So we have no choice. If the Lord shows us something, then what do you want to do? We need to be obedient. He is God. He is God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We should just not have so much knowledge in our mind. I think we have everything. Paul had talked about the unsearchable richness of Christ, right? Paul said, I want to get to know Him. When I was a teenager, I said, Paul, you know Him already. Person like Paul could write the epistle to the Philippians, but then he says, I don't have attained, and I want to get to know Him even more. So what more is there to know? He even said, he wants to be recognized by the Lord even more, even completely. That's his attitude. And there Paul said, there is an enemy, and those are not men, but the serpent. Like Eve was deceived by the serpent away from the simplicity to God, right? So we have become too complicated. That's why the Lord said we have to turn and become like the little children. Because the children are not complicated. After so many years and messages, we are like, ah, we know it, and yeah, we really became complicated. But our heart became smaller. I mean, eventually, there is no room for the Lord anymore. Eventually, all the saints have to listen to us. No, we all have to listen to the Lord. This is so important. He comes first. Colossians tells us so clearly. He is the head. So he must be first in all things, even the things of this world. And to practice this, you have to love the Lord with all your heart. Without this love, it's not possible. Yeah, we love all the saints. Not a problem. But the Lord needs to get the best and first love from us. And it is this life that we know Him. That's why Paul said, yeah, I want to have more knowledge. Did he say that? No, that's not what he said. But I want to get to know Him. Don't think I know Him completely. No. There's so much things hidden in this person here. I cannot say I know everything about Toby. And therefore we need the anointing. I don't know who will share about the anointing, but the anointing must teach us even more. We cannot fully grasp Christ because He's so great. We know Germany, all parts of Germany. Yeah, you are a German. Didn't you live your whole life in Germany? Maybe Germany is that big and Switzerland is smaller, so do you know the whole Switzerland? How long did you live there? 65 years. I lived in Switzerland. So is there someone who knows the whole Switzerland? No. So if you really someone who wants to travel, that is actually the first German song I learned is my father. Like, my father was a hiker. That's a German song. But I rather stay at home. I don't want to go hiking. I just come here because the Lord told me to come. But I want to tell you, are you already satisfied with what you receive from the Lord? Do you know all things? No. we don't know all things. We still have a longing in our heart, Lord, I want more from you. I love you. We want to know him even more. And this is important, and this is life. You have to go on. Germans say, you never stop learning. But spiritually, they've already finished, they have their diploma. Then you cannot go on. Yeah, I heard from an older brother, I have seen everything what you need to see in the scripture. That's what I heard from a brother. Then you have to say, wow. Bow wow. No, we shouldn't have this kind of attitude. We seek for the love until he comes back. Until we see him, that he came back. And that's what 1 John also said. We are not yet mature enough, not perfected, not like him yet, but only when he comes back, we will see him like he is. Don't you have such a love and a longing? And why do you have that? It is the only reason is that because we love him. He is our bridegroom. So the relationship between the Lord as our bridegroom and us is our love. If there is no love, then there will be no marriage. The bride loves the Lord and waits for him. Praise the Lord. This love is so important. But not only the brotherly love. But first of all, to love him with all your heart, with all your soul and mind and strength. And this is the way that we should take. This love lets us press on. And the more we grow, I want to make this point, it is wonderful what you said, the more we grow spiritually, the easier is our relationship to the Lord, the more simple it is. It's not that complicated. Life is easy, simple. The purity. May the Lord touch our hearts. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Lord, we want to know you. Yeah, that your the love to you would grow in us. We want to press on until we really fully grasp you. May there be such a hunger in us to seek you all the time, to press on and to wait for you as the bridegroom. Thank you, Lord, that the first commandment is to love you with all our heart, and then to love our neighbors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love him first.